Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now starting the study of the second chapter of Masechet Nidah, Masapera Kol Hayad, that begins on Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. And what we're looking at is the first piece of Mishnah Aleph. We will also study the second piece, and in the next podcast begin with the third piece of Mishnah Aleph and continue from there. The topics raised in this particular Shiur are sensitive and delicate, and therefore I will speak delicately of them. Kol hayad hamarbel ivdok benashim mishubachat uvanashim tikatzeitz. Whatever hand does a lot of bedikah among women, that is praiseworthy, and among men it should be cut off. The idea is that for women to do bedikah often is good, the more the better. For men it should be cut off. For men to be checking themselves. Now, ma'ishna nashim, so the Gemara immediately wonders why the difference. The answer is, nashim lav b'nei hagashaninu. The simple explanation of that is that when women check themselves, they don't stimulate themselves. So, mishubachot, anashim d'bnei hagashaninu, but men, when they check themselves, automatically stimulate themselves, therefore, tikatzeitz, it should be cut off. We'll see what that phrase means. Yachi ma'yuri marbeh, so then why does the Mishnah say, kol hamarbe, as if to say that only if a man does it a lot is it bad. Kilomar benami. The answer is kitani marbe anashim. When it says marbe, that's referring to the women, meaning for the women to do a lot, that's good. For the men to do it at all is bad. So we have a caveat on that, and that is that men should avoid bedikah. That's talking about checking for shechvat zera. Avalinyan zov, meaning if they already saw a ziva, and then they have to check to see if they saw another one, so that they know how many riyot they had, and whether the tameh, whether the korban, etc., afu mishubach kanashim, then he's praiseworthy. Even within shichvat zera, imbaliv dog, but sor v'cheres, if he wants to check, but not using his hand, but checking with a pebble or with a shard, bodek. Uvamatlit lo, he can't use a cloth. Vatanya bodek atzvo matlit. Uvachol devar shorotzei, he could check himself with a cloth or anything else. The answer is going to be abayim atlit tava. Abayim, in another context, we'll see what it is, said a thick cloth. Hachinam atlit tava. Hechit mar dabai, where did Rabbi say that? Aha, we have a Mishnah later in Parakei. Let's say he was eating truma, as a Kohen eating truma, and suddenly he felt himself kind of shaking, meaning he felt an ejaculation coming. He should hold on to his member, and that way keep it from coming out, because Sheikh Vazir is only the time when it comes out, and quickly swallow the truma. Now, Ochez, how are you allowed to hold it? Anybody who holds on to his member when he urinates, it's like he's bringing destruction, like the flood to the world. It's a terrible thing. So Rabbi Amar Litavah, that's what Rabbi said, doesn't hold it with his hand, but rather with a cloth. Rav Amar, afilu tema malit rakah, could even be a soft cloth. Kevan de akar, meaning once the shichvat zera is already coming out, it's already coming out. I mean, it's not gonna, more is not going to come out. If Rabbi Yechai is still mad to the Sufi, Rabbi is concerned, maybe you will add to it. And Rava's take is, Lochai is still to the Sufi. You shouldn't be worried about that. V'lo v'atanya halamazah domeh l'tein arts b'ayin. Such a thing is similar to putting your finger in an eye. You put your finger in an eye, she goes, man, chance b'ayin, ayin medamat, chozer medamat. It'll keep tearing. So in the same way, you'll be adding to more shichvat zera. Rava's answer is, kol achmum mehad achmum mishate lo shchiach. It's very uncommon to find somebody who's gotten all heated up and then had an emission, and then heat up again at the same time. Now, Gufa Rabbi Elazar Mer Kol Ochez Ba'ama Umashtin Kilu Mevi Mabul Alam. So this is a statement of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So the response of Rabbi Elazar was, Valon Itzotzot Itzeno Aglav. It's a very nice idea, but then you're going to have drops fall on your legs because you'll urinate directly down, and then you'll be walking around with drops on your feet. V'ner Kechrut Shofchat. And people will see you like that, and they'll think, oh, this guy's got, shall we say, mixed up plumbing, which means he probably is infertile, and therefore, he's going to be slandering his sons as if they're mamzerim because somebody else had to impregnate his wife. So Mother Rabbi Elazar said, Mutav shiyotzi la'az abanav, better to slander his sons shen mamzerim than to be a rasha in front of God. Tanya Idach, we have a bright that's similar. Rala and Rabbi Elazar l'chachamim, v'shar yamor adam makon gavoy yashtin. You have a solution. Go to a higher place and urinate down. Yashtin b'yafarti choach, or urinate onto soft dirt that won't bounce off. V'ayasat zwar ha'shal, v'shachim ne'am makom. And you don't have to be evil. So, hey, Amar Liberation, which of these conversations took place first? If you think it's the first one, first he said the isur, then he said what the solution is. First he said the solution. Stand on a higher place or over soft dirt. What if you don't have a high place or soft dirt? And then he said, he had a hard line on this. You not touch it, and therefore, even if it's going to give a bad name to your sons. Why is this so terrible? Because the reality is, you may end up wasting seed. A very serious statement. What's his proof? When it comes to Onan, it says that what Onan did was very bad, and God killed him. What was it that Onan did? So it's what we call in English Onanism. He wasted seed. He refused to have beer with Tamar. And so the midrash on it is that he was dash mevifim lezorah b'machutz, that he would enter her, but before jackletting, he would leave. All right. V'chol kach, Yitzchak, Rabbi Amri, they have a different take. Ki ilu shofech tamim. It's like you're killing. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? Hanachamim be'ilim tachat kol eitz ra'anan. Shochtei ha'iladim menachalim tachat si'ipei aslaim. We have this phrase in Yeshayahu about those who sit under these trees, and essentially it's worship of Moloch, they're killing kids. Altikrei shochatei yaladim, slaughters of children, ela sochatei, those who squeeze kids out, meaning that they lose their zera, and those are kids who could have been born. It's like you're worshiping idols. In Shayahu, the pasuk that we just referenced, it says, under every fresh tree, when the Torah says we have to uproot Avodah Zarah, it includes Avodah Zarah that's under every tree. Okay. It's a story. There was a very famous Beit Knesset, and the Gemara Megillah talks about it being the place where the Shechina came to. Because of Shafi Yativ in Nahardea. They were on the roof. Evidently it was nighttime. Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, I have to urinate. He said, my sharp student, hold on to it and urinate out, meaning away from the Beit Knesset. So how could Shmuel tell him? Abaye says that what Shmuel did is he judged this to be the same as a boleshet, which is like an invading army. Did none. Boleshet shenichas la'ir. This is in Avodah Zarah. If such an army comes into the city, b'sha'at shalom chaviyot p'tuchot. So any barrels that are open, and it's peacetime, they're just coming through the city, asurot, those are asur, because we assume that while they're there, they help themselves to some of the wine, and they're menasechet. Shtumot mutarot, the ones that are sealed, are sealed. But b'shat machamath, they're coming through war, eilav eilav mutarot, everything's mutar, l'fisha ein lam plan l'lasech, they don't have time to do nisuch hayayin. Alma, the kevin to be iti, so you see, since they're afraid, because the commander's there, and it's wartime, lo'atin l'suchi, so achanami, kevin to be iti, lo'atin l'uri, so therefore, the same thing, since Rav Yehuda was afraid, therefore, he wouldn't be mahariah, and therefore Shmuel said it was okay. What kind of fear was there here? So first of all, it was nighttime and on the roof, so he's afraid of heights. By in the darkness. He's afraid because he was in front of his Rebbe. He's afraid of the Shechina because here he is on top of a Beit Knesset. He always had Yirat Shemayim on him. The Kari Shmuel used to say about Rebbe Yehuda, Ein Zeh Yilud Isha. This man's not human. He's so holy. Now this opens up a whole different door. Nasui Have. That Rav Yehuda was married. The Amar Rav Nachman, if you're already married, then it's mutar. We're not concerned about here work. Or Shmuel taught him the following. You can't hold the member itself, but you can hold from the testes below to lift it up. Or he showed him the following. Even on the member itself, there's a spot which is from the crown on down, meaning down away from the body, mutar. So at that point, so okay to hold. Me'atar al-mala, but closer to the body, asur. Okay, Amarav, ha-makashat smola, makshat smola dat. If somebody deliberately generates an erection for himself, yehe benidui, he should be benidui. V'olem asur, why doesn't he just say it's asur? Because he's doing something worse to kamagari yitzhar, and he's bringing the yitzhar into himself. Rabbi Ami Amar, Nikra Vayan, he's called a sinner. Shekach Amatosh Shol Yitzhar, that's how the Yitzhar works. Hemra Lakach, Ariel Machamas Lakach, Machamra Lorech Avod Avodah Zarah. Volech Velved. First the Yitzhar tells you to do something small, then something a little bigger, and then finally, do Avodah Zarah, and you do it. Ikadam, Ram Rav Yami, call him, maybe that's only the Hirhur. Maybe what Rav Yami said was anybody who generates Hirhur, meaning lustful thoughts, Ein Machnesin Oto Mechitzato Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't get to enter the private place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know that? Ktiv HaChav HaYeira Ben Yadunai, back to Onan, it was bad in God's eyes what he did. Ktiv HaTam Leku Lo HaChav Etz Resha Ata Lo Yigur Chara, the Ra cannot live with you. In Yeshayahu's diatribe against the people, which we read in Parshat Chazon, Shabbat Chazon, he says, your hands are filled with blood. And literal read of that is, you've killed people, you're responsible for people's death. He says, these are people who do niruf with their hands, meaning who masturbate. So Rabbi Shmuel, Lotin Af, the famous Lotin Af in the Aseret HaDibrot, means lo tehe v'cha niuf. You should have no niuf in you at all, ben bayad ben berego, whether your hand or another part of your body does it to stimulate. Tana Rabbanan, hagerim v'amasachikin betinokot. Let's see where this connects. Converts and those who play with young children. Let's see what that means. Me'akvinat ha-mashiach, they keep Mashiach from coming. So based on hagerim, we understand gerim k'ra v'chelbo. V'chelbo kashin gerim l'Yisrael k'sapachat. V'chelbo had this attitude towards gerim. It's the gerim are very difficult for Yisrael, like a kind of a sore, like a tzarat. Because after all, they join Am Yisrael, so responsible for them, but they don't know that much, they don't have the background, so they violate a lot of laws. That's his take. And that keeps Mashiach from coming. What's this Mesachakim Matinokot? Either Mishkav Zachor, if you think it's pederasty, so B'nai Skilanino, what do you mean keep Mashiach? These people Chayv Mita. It must be sexual play that's not intercourse. So B'nai Mabolino, that's exactly what Amalazar said. Ella the Nasibik Tano, it means something very different. These are men who marry young girls to La Benot Uludininu that can't give birth. And therefore they keep Mashiach from coming. Why? There's some amount of souls that have to come into the world and Mashiach won't come until they all come. All the souls that I made, then the spirit will come. Okay, in the Mishnah we said, Ba'anashim tikatseitz, if it's a man, then it should be cut off, his hand should be cut off. Ibayalu dinatan, is that really a din? Ola tuta, it's just a hyperbolic curse. Is it dinatan? Ke'adu Ravuna katsiyada, we have a case for Ravuna, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, I'm marrying me alba chavero and ikra rasha. And I'm marrying me alba chavero, somebody who threatens another one with violence, tikatseitz yadon. Ravuna took it literally and had the guy's hand cut off. All the tuta times are just a curse. So Toshman, Tanya, Rabbi Tafra Omer, Yad Le'ama, if the man has his hand on there, then Tikatseitz Yadol Tiburo, then we should cut his hand off right on his navel. Amrulo, so the challenge was, Valokre Sonivkat, his stomach will get cut open. So Amalayan, Mutav Tivakakre Sol, you're the Ver Shachat. Better his stomach to get cut open than he should be such an evil person. So yeah, Brishnam Adinathan, so it must be that we really mean cut it off. Hainu da Amri Valokre Sonivkat. That's why they say he's going to hurt his stomach. But if you think it's just a curse, my creation of God, so what, there's nothing happening here. It's just a curse. You think it's real? So who says you have to cut it on the stomach? Cut it somewhere else. Cut his hand somewhere else. It means something very different. Anybody who puts his hand lower than his navel, it should be cut off. What if he has a thorn below there, stuck into the bottom of his stomach, he shouldn't take it out? That's what they meant. His stomach is going to get distended. Better that should happen than he should be evil. Okay, the next part of Mishnah Bet, Mishnah Aleph, part 2 of 3. Hachereshet v'ashota v'asuma v'shnitfa da'ata. These four women. A chereshet, which we know generally means deaf and mute. Shota, somebody who's incompetent. Suma is a blind girl. And Nitrifa Data, somebody who's gone insane. If they have women who are competent, who can help them, they can check them. And then they can eat truma if they are part of a Kohen's household. Now, Chereshet eat Tidok Nasha. Why doesn't a Chereshet check herself? Tanya, Rabbi Chereshet Aitabi Shchunatenu. Rabbi says there was a Chereshet in our neighborhood. Lo Dayash Budekalatzma. Not only did she check herself, her friends would bring the dam to show her, and she was an expert. The answer is, Hatav and Daber Veno Shomat. That Chereshet was not mute, perfectly competent, just couldn't hear. The we're talking about is the classic Cheresh, who is now Asuma. What about the blind girl? Let her check and then text the Chavertan, show it to a friend. You're right, Suma does not belong here, it's a mistake. So number four on the list, I'm a Shota, that's him as a Shota. The answer is Vadata Machmar Choli. She got some sort of disease and went crazy. Tanu Rabbanan, Kohen Shoteh Matbilin Oto Machlin Oto Truma La'erev. Let's say you have a Kohen who's incompetent. What do? We put him in the mikveh in the afternoon, and that night we feed him Truma. We make sure he doesn't go to sleep. We keep an eye on him. He shouldn't touch any tumot. Make sure he doesn't go to sleep. Yashen Tameh. The minute he goes to sleep, he's Tameh, because he might have a carry. Lo Yashen Tahor. Rabbi Lezer Vitzadok Omer Osin Lo Kit Shalo. He says you make a little pouch for him made out of leather, and you check it. That's going to actually heat him up more. So according to you, there is no takana. No, according to us, as long as he stays awake, he's okay. According to you, even while he's awake, he might have a little drop, and it might get absorbed into the leather, and you won't see it. He says, okay, so they use a metal, like a cod piece. Abai v'shal nechoshet. Abai says brass. K'tan reyino mer ro'ino tan givolin shel ezov k'tan shel nechoshet. This is in the context of the paraduma. We said how much water do you have to use? Enough water that can get soaked into the givolin, into the hisop. So you imagine them as if they were brass that absorb nothing and see how much water is there. Meaning that's a way of telling us that brass absorbs not at all, no liquids. Okay, Rapapa, shma mina michasayim asurim. So you're not allowed to wear michasayim, tight pants, for the same reason. But that's what we were commanded to do, big day kuna. The answer is that their pants were a little different. It's like riding chaps. They'd go up to the hips. And they'd go down to the thighs. And they had like ties that you would pull. And it was an empty place there for the anal cavity and the front. And so if there was no chimum. Amrabaye, rochvei gmalim asurin lechol b'truma. Those who ride camels aren't allowed to eat truma, because we assume that they're riding camels, they're always mitchamem and always have shichlat zera. Tamiyach, rochvei gmalim kulam rishaim. Another take is they're all rishaim. Hasapanim, on the other hand, sailors, kulam tzadikim, because they're always praying to God, because they're always stuck at sea. Hachamarim, donkey drivers, men rishaim, men tzadikim, ish v'yesh. It depends if they have a saddle or not. If they have a saddle, they're fine. Or if they ride straight, they're not. But if they ride side saddle, then they are okay. A park is machlok of ishon, if it means lying on your back or lying on your front. The Rambam says both. So you used to curse anybody who would sleep like that, because it would lead to kishui. Yosef said, if you're like that, you can't say Shema. Implying Kriyat Shema would allow you cry. You can't say Shema. Hab migana shapir dami. You could certainly sleep like that. The answer is no. The Indian migana, when it comes to sleeping, kimatsi shapir dami. If you turn a little bit, that's enough. You know, Kriyat Shema, that's the usher. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, even reclining, moving over a little bit is no good. You have to sit up. Rabbi Yochanan master of Kriyat Shema, but Rabbi Yochanan used to do that and say Shema. And Shon Yochanan the Balbasar. Rabbi Yochanan was very fat. It was very hard for him to get up, and therefore turning a little bit was the best he could do for Kriyat Shema. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the rest of Mishnah Aleph and then Bet and Gimel in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.